challenging conversations. I want you to take a deep breath in and hold it for 4 seconds, and as you let it out slowly, close your eyes and relax them completely. Take another breath in, and when you do that, you bring in oxygen into your body and enliven it. And when you breathe out, I want you to let go of any anxiety or stress that you're holding on to, so you become more and more relaxed. Take a breath in, and when you release it this time, release any negative thoughts that may be getting in the way. Bring another breath in, hold it for a few seconds, and as you let it out, let go of any negative feelings that you may be experiencing. And as you do that, you fall deeper and deeper into a place of relaxation, and this causes your breathing to slow down and deepen. And each time you breathe out, you become more and more relaxed. I want you to think about the upcoming conversation and the situation that led up to it. And I want you to take a look at that situation. Just step into yourself in that situation. What were you thinking? What was happening? What were the outcomes? What were you hoping for? And when you do that, I want you to gather the information you need to get clarity on what you did well, what could have been better. And once you have that, I want you to step into the other people that were there for a moment. Step into their shoes. And when you do that, you get to see the situation through their eyes. What were they expecting? What were they feeling? How are they seeing you and the results? And as you gather that information, I want you to go to a third place. I want you to go up, maybe 100 feet, looking down on the situation, what you were doing, what they were doing, and from that position up above, you get to see things clearly. And as you bring in those 3 data streams of how you saw the situation, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you get to see it from their point of view as well. And then finally, as an independent explorer looking down upon it, you get the insights you need to explain what happened and a go-forward plan that'll win over this conversation that's about to happen. To get ready for that conversation, I want you to make a movie of you going into that meeting, having that conversation in the most ideal way of what you want to happen, how you connect with them, how you handle them, how you explain what happened. How do you submit a go-forward plan? And as that data starts coming in on what you want to create, I want you to step back and look at the movie you just made. And as you look at that movie, I want you to see it through a director's eyes. How would a director see it? What would they change in that movie to give you the outcome that you want? How would they improve that movie? And you might look at it just as a director, or you might know someone who is eloquent in these situations, and just imagine how they would improve this movie. And as you look at that, how they'd improve it, the final step is to step into that movie so you take your role, so you don't see yourself any longer. You see the entire thing playing out through your eyes. And as you do that, you program your neurology. This is exactly what I want to have happen. This is how exactly the situation should unfold. And when you do that, you have the information you need to step into this meeting. But now what's missing is you being in the right state of mind. And to do that, all you need to do, and I want you to do that right now, think of a particular time in your past when you were powerful, strong, where you were eloquent, whenever that was. I want you to go back to that memory. And when you find that event, go back to that memory and see what you saw back then. And when you do that, you just feel connected with that event. And then I want you to hear whatever was going on back then in that amazing time when you were so powerful and strong. And when you do those two things, what you saw back then and what you heard back then, you get to feel the power of that amazing emotion. And when you feel that power, I want you to imagine that there's a volume knob that you can turn that feeling up. And when you turn that feeling up, you feel stronger, more powerful, unstoppable. Crank it up even higher and higher. And as you do that, you get more and more certainty that you can do anything you want. You've already got a plan of what you need to say through that movie. And now you have the power to go in and be at your very best self. And the final step is, I want you, where you are right now, to just imagine there is a connection between your spinal cord and the bottom of your feet, like a pipe that goes down all the way through the floor into the earth, all the way down to the center of the earth, and feel that connection with the center of the earth. And when you do that, something amazing happens. Notice it now, that it stills your mind, that it allows you to access inner peace. It allows you to access inner strength. And with that combination of knowing what to say and how to say it, having that feeling from that amazing event where you felt powerful and unstoppable, and then being grounded so you're centered, you've got the trifecta you need to be eloquent, passionate, persuasive, influential in this upcoming meeting. I want you to just take a look at yourself after that meeting, what that feels like once you've successfully navigated that meeting and gotten the results you wanted. See that you out there, and when you see that you out there, they float back in time and space, and they step into your body where you're listening to my voice right now. And when that happens, you can just let go of the entire event. You're gonna do well. You're gonna be eloquent, powerful, and informed. At the count of three, you're gonna step back into the room, ready to take action. One, two, three.